I once sat on my front step with a mug of coffee and realized I couldn't remember what it felt like to be still.
That moment, cold mug, evening light, a map of breath that had been lost to notifications, became the doorway to a habit that steadied my days.
Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a noisy, busy culture, this is a place to slow down and remember purpose.
Today, I want to invite you into a practice I call the personal Sabbath, a tiny, sacred pause that helps you notice your worth and come back to people with more patience and presence.
Here's the question nudging us today. When we actually stop, when we let the scrolling and the small urgencies go for a moment, who do we find? And how does meeting that person change the way we love others?
A few years ago, my calendar was full and my heart felt thin. Deadlines, messages, the constant more had all blurred together. One evening, I tried something simple. 30 minutes, phone hidden, no tasks. I sat. I listened to a single tree outside my house sway. The coffee went cold. My mind raced at first, and then slowly, I stopped apologizing to myself for being tired.
That first small Sabbath didn't fix everything, but it surfaced a stubborn truth. You can't pour from an empty cup. When I gave myself a predictable pocket of rest, my patience loosened. I snapped less. I listened more. And people around me noticed a quieter version of me, not because I performed better, but because I had a place where I remembered I mattered.
Here's the quick truth. Our brains need predictability to calm down.
Non-stop buzzing? It keeps stress hormones high, and empathy gets crowded out. So what happens when we build a tiny, regular pause into our week? We make room, actual room, for patience and self-acceptance to grow.
When that room exists inside you, you stop passing exhaustion on to the people you love. Your presence becomes the gift, not your productivity.
I want to reframe something important. Sabbath language can feel heavy or rule-bound. So let's be clear. This is not an invitation to perfection, and it's not a competition. Think of the personal Sabbath as a flexible practice of receiving, rooted in grace.
And because life is messy, here are three flexible ways to try it this week. First, the micro Sabbath. Pick 30 minutes, or 10 if 30 feels impossible. Hide your phone, brew something slowly, or sit and notice one small thing, the grain of wood on your table, the way light moves across your hand. Say one thing you appreciate about yourself out loud. Consistency matters more than length.
Second, the evening ritual. Before bed, write three small wins or three things you like about who you are. Keep it brief. 2 minutes is enough. Close with a calm action, a short walk, a cup of tea, or 10 deep breaths. This shapes how you receive yourself before sleep and helps the next day begin with a little more softness.
Third, a neighborhood-facing Sabbath act. Rest can be outward. Maybe you bring a warm roll to a neighbor, or you sit on your porch and be present to whoever passes by. The aim isn't heroics. It's practicing rest that keeps you available. Serving from a refilled place looks different, quieter, steadier.
If you think, and I hear this all the time, I don't have time, then scale it down. 10 minutes. A 2-minute breathing cue between meetings. Caregivers and night shift workers, pick a predictable anchor that fits your rhythm. A morning pause before the house wakes, or a quiet cup after a shift. The goal is regularity, not rigidity.
Now let's slow down together for a short reflection. You can close your eyes or keep them open. I'll offer three gentle questions, and I'll leave space between them so you can listen. First, when was the last time you felt truly seen and at rest? What did that feel like? Second, What's one small thing you can protect this week to create a pocket of rest? Third, who might notice a different you if you practiced rest regularly? And what would you be able to give them that you can't give now?
If you have a journal, write a single sentence that answers any of those questions. Don't edit. Let it be simple. That little sentence becomes a map back to a habit that serves you and others.
Here's the central truth I want to leave you with. Rhythms of rest are not selfish detours. They are acts of receiving. Receiving our limits, our worth, and the quiet grace that refuels us. When we allow ourselves to be replenished, our capacity to love others deepens. We show up calmer, kinder, more present.
Thank you for sitting with me today. If this episode sparked something, try one personal Sabbath practice this week, even 10 minutes, and notice what changes. Share your experience with a friend who might need permission to rest, and subscribe if you'd like these reminders delivered to you regularly.
Until next time. Love who you are and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.